Chapter 4. Christoph. I awoke with Rosmarin soundly sleeping in my arms, her raven hair splayed across the pillow and framing her porcelain face. I planted a light kiss on her forehead and slipped my arm out from under her, hoping not to wake her. I slid on some black pants and a dark blue flowing shirt and left the room, shutting the door behind us with a light click. The halls of the castle remained decorated with celebratory banners, and probably would be for a while. I liked the decorations and all the buzz around the castle. Humans and supernaturals nodded and smiled at me as they passed in the halls. It felt really strange when some of them bowed to me, and although I joked around with the council, I really didn't feel like a king. Rosmarin was right. We had succeeded together, and if it weren't for my friends and all the soldiers who gave their lives to fight for Constanta, well, there wouldn't be a kingdom for me to rule. I always had the council at my side, guiding me and correcting me when I was wrong, and celebrating with me when I was right. This definitely was a whole new and wonderful learning experience for me. It was still early, so not many people were milling about the castle, not even in the Great Hall, but plates of food were already being served for breakfast. I loaded a plate with some fruits and cheese and filled a goblet of ruby blood for Rosmarin. I took our breakfast back up to our room and opened the door to a sleepy Rosmarin, with hair stuck out in all angles, yawning and stretching as she sat up in bed. "Well, hello, my gorgeous queen." I smiled and brought the goblet to her and gave her a kiss on the forehead. She took the glass, smiling, and sipped.
"I feel dead,"
she smirked. "Well, as a vampire, I guess you would feel that way," I laughed. "So, what's the plan for today?"
"I thought we'd give our neighbors in the West Village a visit,"
she yawned.
"We can see how rebuilding is going."
After dressing in our royal blue and silver matching garb, we made our way to the castle entrance, where a carriage waited for us. I helped Rosmarin into the vehicle and climbed in, taking a seat beside her. I grabbed her hand, holding it in mine, and she laid her head on my shoulder. The driver, a squat dwarf, followed the path out from the castle towards the West Village. Before leaving for the south, we wanted to make sure we would leave our kingdom in good hands. For the next week, we planned to visit the different sectors to ensure rebuilding was going smoothly, and to make sure we provided any last resources our citizens might need. And for the West Village, especially, we wanted to make sure we put our words into action. As we rode through the kingdom, our kingdom, I felt a sense of pride rush through me. I loved Constanta more than anything, and I was glad I played a part in protecting it from such horrifying monsters. I thought about our plans to go to Nuwaddle, and while I felt sad leaving my kingdom, I knew that to be a strong kingdom, we must help our neighbors. If Rosmarin or I had decided not to listen to the pleas of the West Village, Constanta would no longer be standing, bereft of the many human soldiers who had filled out our ranks before that epic battle. The sound of the horses clip-clopping along the road and the consistent clatter of the wooden wheels crunching over the ground, along with the warm summer air, lulled me into a comfy doze. Never in my life had I felt so comfortable, so happy, so content enough to enjoy the light breeze sneaking into the carriage, carrying scents of wildflowers my way. I thought about my life before, and how my family barely ever had enough food to survive. How, even on a warm day like this, our rundown shack of a house would still have a fire going in an attempt to keep my poor mother warm. And how, on most days, I would be out trying to steal food or coin or treasures to provide for my family. Now, I had the power to make sure that no other soul would ever have to live like my family had. I felt Rosmarin's cool, soft lips on my cheek. I opened one eye and peeked out the window to see the buildings of the West Village drawing closer.
"We have almost arrived, my lord,"
Rosmarin breathed into my ear. I sat up straighter and adjusted my shirt, preparing myself to be King Christoph. These were my people, though, the ones I grew up with, and I always looked forward to any trips to the West Side, especially since the rebuilding started. New, colorful architecture replaced the abandoned buildings and rundown houses, much like the East Village, but now with its own unique flavor. Many buildings sported fresh coats of paint and signs advertising new shops and businesses opening. The proud owners waved from the windows as our carriage drove by. Happy children ran after us down the street, calling our names, and residents, now with beautiful homes, came outside to greet the king and queen. The driver took us down a few streets to a new two-story house, standing proud with a green yard and wooden fence. As we stopped in front, two blonde-headed people ran outside, followed by an older woman. My siblings, Thea and Tyrion, and my mother, Tanya, rushed to the carriage to greet us. Before the battle, Rosmarin had relocated my family to the much nicer and safer East Village. But my now happy and healthy family had volunteered to return to the West Side to help rebuild. My little brother Tyrion had set up his new tattoo parlor, and Thea now taught dance classes at a brand new studio. My mother, now strong and healthy, worked at a nearby kitchen that helped feed the many builders and workers occupying the West Village. I couldn't have been prouder of my family. They were thriving, not only doing what they were passionate about, but using their talents to help their community. I helped Rosmarin out of the carriage and then wrapped my arms around my siblings. Both were younger than me, but now stood almost as tall. Tyrion now sported a blonde beard, and his sleeveless shirt showed off his budding muscles. Thea was thin, yet athletic, and she moved in graceful steps. "Look at you both," I doted on them, squeezing Tyrion's arm. "You're giving me a run for my money, little brother." I laughed. "And you, Thea, you look as gorgeous and graceful as a fairy princess."
"Thank you, brother,"
she said as she curtsied, and then let out a sweet laugh and hugged me again. "And who is this beautiful lady?" I shouted as my mother reached out for her hug. I kissed her on the cheek and squeezed her tightly.
"There's my boy,"
she grinned,
"and there is his better half."
She pushed me out of the way to hug Rosmarin.
"I knew I always liked you, Tanya."
Roz giggled as she hugged my mom.
"Tell me, how's everything in the village?"
she asked.
"Shall we go take a look?"
replied my mother. My family, Rosmarin, and I walked around the village, saying hello to any and everyone, taking stock of the rebuilding. The streets were bustling with people carrying stones and tools or pushing carts of equipment and goods. The rebuilding had put many people to work and stimulated the once poor West Village to the point where it almost didn't even resemble the place I had grown up.
"It looks like everything is going well,"
Rosmarin commented as she watched the bustle.
"It's going great," Tyrion replied. "I can't believe how fast it's all gone."
We spent the day with my family, walking around the village, talking to the villagers. We got the same consensus from everyone. The rebuilding efforts were a success, and people couldn't be happier. We visited Tyrion's tattoo shop and Thea's dance studio, and my mother showed us where she worked. Then we made our way to the new village hall, serving as a headquarters for the building efforts. We had placed a man named Jasker in charge to oversee the rebuild and to serve as a point of contact between the West Village and the Queen's Council. He was a good man, who, like me, grew up in the West Village and cared about its people. One of our main goals for the visit was to let Jasker and my family know of our trip south, and until now, I hadn't thought about what my family's reaction might be. We entered the building, stepping inside the new facade into a beautiful marbled atrium. Statues of humans, vampires, gargoyles, and other supernaturals stood on the edges of the room, representing the many races that called the West Village and Constanta home. We walked down a hallway, with more statues and artifacts, donated from Rosmarin's personal collection, making the village hall into its own art gallery, a museum. We got to the end of a long hall and stopped outside big wooden doors. I knocked, and we heard a,
"Come in,
come from inside the room. We entered and found Jasker speaking to a couple of ferrymen. He patted one on the shoulder and dismissed them before turning his attention to us. He wasn't a very tall man, but he, too, was muscular. His round face always wore a smile, and his bald head glinted in the sunlight.
If I had known the king and queen and family were coming, I'd have cleaned up a bit,
he said, reaching a thick hand up to his stubbled face.
To what do I owe the pleasure?
Actually, we have some news. I looked at my family. News for you, too.
We're leaving on a trip in a week's time, and the council is coming, too.
Rosmarin spoke for me, knowing I'd have difficulty saying this to my family.
Where are you going?
Thea interjected. To the south, I replied, looking at each of my family members.
What's in the south?
Tyrion asked, and I could tell he was trying to hide his disappointment. Although I didn't see my family all that frequently, due to all of us being busy with our own responsibilities, we still made a point to get together every so often to keep up with each other's lives, and apart from the previous year, we had never spent any time apart.
The werewolf queen has called for our help,
Rosmarin explained, sensing the sadness from my family and me.
You know the council wouldn't go if we didn't think it absolutely necessary. That's why we are telling you, too, Jasker, as it will be up to you to keep things running smoothly in the West Village while we're away. Of course, we will still send help and resources from the castle should you need it.
I will do my best.
Jasker gave a slight bow,
and I wish you all the safety and speed on your long trip south.
Thank you, Jasker. And please let us know if there's anything we can do before we leave. I shook his hand, and my stunned family followed Rosmarin and me out of the village hall.
Why do you both have to go?
Thea asked as we walked back to my family's house.
I know it doesn't seem ideal, but we don't exactly know what we're dealing with,
Rosmarin said, putting a hand on Thea's shoulder.
The council consists of our strongest and closest friends, the people I would most want with me on this sort of mission.
Look, I stopped my sister by her shoulders. As the leaders of Constanta, we have to do what we can to help other kingdoms. It's the right thing to do, and we need you all to help Jasker as much as you can. I looked at Tyrion and my mother, resolve stealing their expressions even as sadness colored their eyes.
We're proud of you. Of you both.
My mother chimed in.
Just come back to us unharmed.
We left my family on their doorstep, waving at us and blowing kisses as we climbed into the carriage and headed back to the castle.
They'll be all right,
Rosmarin said, as if she could hear my thoughts. I know, I just keep thinking about that day we left to find the Blood Drake and how terrified I was when we came back to the kingdom overrun with zombies. The images of the hordes crawling all over our lands flashed through my mind. This time we would be gone for a much longer period, and so much farther away. But I trusted Adriana, Lauren, Lorelia, and everyone who would take care of Constanta while we were gone. When we returned to the castle, the sun had just slipped below the horizon, coloring the kingdom in a magical haze. Rosmarin and I ascended the many steps up to our room, and as soon as she stepped through the door, she was peeling her clothes off.
How about a bath?
She turned and winked at me, and I hastily stripped down, making her laugh. I ran past her into the bathing room and turned on the water to the tub. Warm, bubbly water spewed from the faucet, and I shook my head. That's Ahar, always one step ahead of us. That sorceress really is something special, isn't she? I mused. Rosmarin replied,
That's why I keep her around.
She stepped into the tub, her pale, perfect body like a piece of art. I marveled at her thin waistline and taut stomach, and how her dark hair rolled down her body, covering her breasts in such an alluring way. Damn, I breathed. How did I get so lucky? She smiled at me and laid in the tub, now almost full of pink bubbles. I crawled in behind her, wrapping her up in my arms. I let my hands swim up and down her body, feeling each and every one of her soft curves. She grabbed my hand, pulling it down, lower, until it rested between her legs. I kissed her neck from behind, one hand cupping her breast, the other working between her thighs. She sighed and reached her arm around to run her fingers through my hair. "I love you," I whispered, planting kisses along her neck. She effortlessly spun around, weightless in the water, so that she was on top of me now.
"I love you too, Christoph,"
she sighed and kissed me passionately. I pulled her body closer to mine, and she opened her legs, allowing me to enter her. As our bodies connected, I felt the melding of our souls, the bond between mates, and my body filled with such passion and warmth, enveloped by my lover in the warm water. She rode me, softly, sensually, those silver eyes gazing into mine and then rolling back in ecstasy. We spent a while in the bath, soaking and making love until late into the night. We climbed out of the bath and wrapped ourselves in plush red towels before slipping into our nightclothes and going to bed.